This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year, and I'm talking about no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ev. Love to be back.
You know, last time we were on the show, we were talking about a pivoting point. We know that Pressure Biosciences has made a critical pivot in your business plan. Earlier this year, you mentioned that. Give us, if you could, a quick overview of where the company's at and what direction you think you're going to take it.
Love to do that, Ev. We're a publicly traded company on the OTCQB, which I understand only about 10 companies on the OTC are in the QB, with a stock symbol PBIO. We are a manufacturer of instruments and consumables and specialty testing services that all relate to using and controlling very high pressure. So our instruments and our products go to pressures of, believe it or not, up to 45,000 pounds per square inch, almost three times the pressure at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of any ocean. So pressure is an amazing force in nature. It moves at the speed of sound, and it can do many of the things that we use in the laboratory, that we use heat and cold for, and change pH and chemicals. We can do it with pressure, but the advantage of the pressure is it turns on and off like a light switch. And we're one of the first groups ever to harness high pressure, very safely harness high pressure. And so we have customers that are using some of our instruments all over the world. But as you mentioned, we made a critical pivot, and we talked about it a little bit in May. And,
we did.
And that's, you know, Everett, we have 30 issued patents, as you know, and seven of them are in a technology platform called Ultra Shear Technology, or UST. And as you and I discussed in May, we pivoted from our first two platforms. We're still using them. We're still selling products in them. We still have an amazing group of customers all over the world, probably over 300 customers that are top, biopharma companies, top research organizations, top academic institutions that are using our instruments to study viruses and bacteria and cells and cancer and things. But we made this pivot to ultra shear technology, where very simply we've combined ultra high pressure with very, very intense shearing or cutting. And what that really means in the real world, and make it simple, is we make oil and water mix and stay mixed. Isn't that interesting? So you can't say it's like oil and water anymore. They don't mix because we make them mix.
It amazes me that your product is not bigger than what it is with the CBD, you know, out there, and CBD can't get into the bloodstream because, like you said, if you drop a piece of oil on water, it just stays at the top. It doesn't get into the bloodstream. If it doesn't get into the bloodstream, then it doesn't hit the actors, if you will, reactors in the body. So it amazes me why you guys are not huge by now.
It's a good point. And I guess the reason I'd say we're not huge is, remember, we just pivoted and we're just releasing this product. So you're having me on in a very opportune time. You're having me on this call because when we talked in May, I said in the fourth quarter, it's our goal to launch our Ultra Shear and launch our first product and make and sell our first product. So I'm on the phone call with you today. And this week, we are making that pilot product for sale. And we'll be shipping it in the next week or two once we do the QC and all. So in the fourth quarter, as promised, we're making our first commercial product. So I hope you're not saying that 6 and 12 months from now, because then, So I think the important thing, you've opened it up, but the important thing is to remind all your listeners that there's so many different, we call active ingredients, that are in oil. You mentioned CBD. But what about vitamin D3? What about astaxanthin, the world's most powerful antioxidant? What about curcumin? What about all the pharmaceuticals like prednisone? 44% of all new pharmaceuticals being developed are in oil. And how do you get that active ingredient out of the oil has always been a problem. It's called bioavailability. Right. How much of that active comes out of the oil to become available for the biology of the human, of the animal, of the plant? And we, in our UltraShear technology, have changed that paradigm, because we believe we're taking it from 5, 10, 15, 20% of that active ingredient getting out of the oil before we excrete the oil from our body or from the animal body, to where it can be much higher. It can be 2, 3, 4 times that. So very, very excited about this new UltraShear and the 7 patents already issued.
Well, let's talk about excitement. Recently, you mentioned the deal. I'm pretty excited for you guys. We're the top skin care company in the world. Where are we at in that? How did that come about? And your thoughts on that?
Yes, that's right. You and I, when we met in May, that was just a dream of ours. But we signed a deal in August, in late August, and announced it. It's with a Dr. Adrienne Denese, and Dr. Denese Skin Science is the name of her company. She is both an MD and a PhD, and she's recognized as one of the top skin care scientists in the world because of her background and her academic background and her experience. She's been a person who's sold products on QVC for 20 years, celebrating her 20th anniversary in the next month, I think in December. And she sold over $500 million of skincare. She has over 500,000 customers that have used her products. But because of her background and experience, she knows that you need to find a way to take all of the wonderful things that she puts into her skincare that are oil soluble, not water soluble, and oil soluble, and make them so they're more available to the skin, to the person using them. And we did a seminar, a webinar with her, which can be found on our website. And the bottom line is, she said, with this technology of Pressure Biosciences to make nano emulsions, to cut the oil down to a nano level, we're going to be able to enhance our already good products. And we've absolutely agreed with her that we think we're already working on two different vitamins that are going into her skin products now, that we believe we can make them so that they'll actually be more effective by putting it through our UltraShear technology process.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, and I know this is a forward statement, but you have a timeline for us?
Well, yeah, I do. Sometime in the next 6 months, we believe, and this is her timetable and ours combined, we believe within the next 6 months, we're going to have a nano-emulsified vitamin vitamin C is usually water soluble, but she has a different kind of vitamin C that is oil soluble or lipid soluble. And so we're nano-emulsifying it, so it'll not just come into your system and go out and be voided from the body, but will stay in there and be penetrate more into the skin. She has a retinol product, which is used in a lot of skincare products that we're also working with her. She's announced both of these. And I think you know she's announced a third one, which we're a bit excited about, and I personally am. She mentioned on the webinar, somebody asked her, Dr. Denese, is there any product that you wanted to make and never had over 20 years that maybe you get asked for a lot by this 500,000 customers? She said there's one that I've been dreaming of, and that is a hair loss supplement to stop hair loss and to regrow hair. And, and it just what she said, Ev, is she said, with Pressure Bios technology, I believe that the formula that I have in my mind – we'll be able to get through the skin, the scalp better, get to the dormant hair follicle and awaken it better. So she said, I'm very, very excited because I've been wanting to make this product, but it would be another Me Too product. But with Ultra Shear from Pressure Bio as part of our deal, we're already working on it. And she gave a timetable saying that this time next year, next November, she wants to have that product on the market. Can you imagine having that product and announcing it on a platform like QVC with hundreds of thousands of potential customers looking at something that could work better than anything on the market today?
Yeah, that would be huge. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to get to one of my last questions. You know, you announced a few months ago that quarter four of 2022 was going to be a watershed period and moment for your company. As you know, we are now in quarter four. Where are we at on the manufacturing, shipping of your UST processed commercial product? And I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, but I thought maybe you might give us a little bit more insight to what's going on.
Well, we have three contracts for CBD, for nanoemulsifying CBD. CBD is a substance that is found, that is taken out of the plant, of the hemp plant in an oil, and a lot of people are using it. A lot of companies are making CBD products, and they're using a cleaned up, but still not truly nano oil. We've made successfully a nano-emulsified oil that contains CBD. What that means is that when you put this nano-emulsified oil into a gummy, into a cookie, into a drink, and absorb it, it's going to be absorbed much faster, much better in the system, whether it's a human or animal. A lot of people are using CBD for their dogs, as I do, and my wife and I do. So we are shipping. This quarter, we are making this week the first commercial batch, large batch,
wow,
pilot batch. We're making it as you and I speak. My guys are down in the lab making it, and we'll be shipping it this month. Once it's made and vialed, and then it needs to go through QC. We'll be shipping it this month to the distributor. The distributor will be putting his label on it and selling it, and we're going to be making a second pilot next month in December for a second distributor. And so, yeah, we're meeting our timeline. We will be making and shipping to our distributors, and they will be selling this nano-emulsified CBD. And one is an oral product, and one is a topical product this quarter. These are pilots, and if the pilot goes well and the customer feedback is as we expect it to be well, then the next goal is to get 10 times as much made in January. And if that goes well, Ev, we're going to do another 10 times in January, February, March. So exciting times at Pressure Bio. Our stock has been beat up. We think we're very undervalued. We are happy to be on the show to put some eyeballs on it. And we're working hard to get a great return for our shareholders.
You know, we got about 50 days left here in 2022. Look back. I know it's been a little bit of a struggle for your company in 2022, as for a lot of companies. But what is it you really want my listeners to take away from today's show and interview?
This is a new Pressure Bio. Pressure Bio that maybe they invested in before, maybe they thought about investing in before, or they looked at before. That company's gone. We still have products, and we'll still support them in our other two technologies with 23 patents. We'll still do that. But our majority of our effort is in Ultra Shear technology, or UST, and we have contracts in hand. We think each of the three contracts is worth $3 to $5 million in revenue next year. We normally do $2 million in a year. So now you're looking at, at adding $3 to $5 million. And the skincare product, and the hair regrowth product, it's anybody's guess how big that could be.
Right.
We're heading next week to Las Vegas to the cannabis meeting. We have a booth. We have four of us going there. We have a lot of meetings. I can't count on my fingers and toes the number of meetings we've already set up with companies that we believe are great candidates for signing contracts later this year or into next year. Some of them are huge. Some of them are startups. But we're very excited about what we may have coming to us after next week's meetings at the very large MG Biz show.
My guest today has been Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. You know you're welcome to come back anytime you want to. Hopefully you'll be back in 40 or 50 days before the year is out to give us an update of what's going on.
Appreciate it. I certainly will.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.